Welcome back to Dicey Situations, folks. As always, I'm your DM, Ryan, joined by my chaos crew. Boys, go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Rich playing Theo.
Mark playing Glebnor.
Hart playing Teluga.
All right, gang. I think we are ready for our recap of last session. A real fun one, and then it got a little spicy. Last time on Dicey Situations, the boys finished up their interrogations of the Azure Scale Stormcaller before turning him over to Genry the Smith and the other Red Dragonborn. Much more willing to talk to the gang, the Stormcaller human Felix was spared and brought along with the fleet on their exodus into the Underdark. After navigating the dangers of the Nocturne waters, our heroes were greeted by an armada of catfish-like Kuotoa on the shores of Sloobledrip, Mean Jean's home village. The boys received a traditional kazoo welcome and met Teluga's uncle Gulp, the chieftain of Sloobledrip, and his son and Teluga's cousin, Frick. After regaling their estranged family of the terrible events that befell Titagol, Teluga and Glebnor began preaching the good word of Bleebly. Thea was brought before a statue of the original Plupluplene, and with Chief Gulp and all of Sloobledrip looking on, Bleebly, Teluga, and Glebnor were bathed in a blinding light of prophecy. Passing whatever strange test this was, a new god, champion, and plope of the Kuotoa had been chosen. After a wild night of feasting on Sloobledrip's finest delicacies, Theo was plagued with nightmares and memories of his childhood. Remembering the night his parents were murdered, a name repressed for years has just bubbled to the surface of Theo's mind. Urshan, harbinger of the Stormlord, and quite possibly the man who killed his parents. And that is where we're going to meet right now. Theo, you wake up in a cold sweat. You're in this little Kuotoa hut with your friends. You can hear Glebnor kind of quietly snoring, whatever that, yeah, that sounds, that's what you hear. But go ahead and make a perception check for me as you wake up in the dark here. Again, you're kind of like baked in sweat. Some of the sweat is from being nervous, and I think some is probably from the weird stomach ache from all that chowder you ate, but,
That's a 19.
A 19. You snap up, and the first thing that catches you off guard is there's someone else moving in this little hut with you, and you see Frick Purpluplane is standing over Teluga about to wake him up.
Shit, what's up, dude? Fucking you up?
So I notice it's Frick?
Yeah, you see it's Frick. Okay. He's so long and weird looking, it's hard not to.
So I go for the gun real quick, and then I just like, oh, it's you. What the hell are you doing here?
Sorry, Bleebly. Hey, Teluga, wake up. Huh? I told you, my dude, we're gonna party tonight.
Yes, dab me up, dab me
Let's
up.
Let's do it.
A little fin dap happens.
Wake up, your son. We're gonna party, dudes.
Okay, give me a sec. It's gonna get a little weird, but this is how I wake up my son. I dive into him.
Oh, God.
Good morning.
Daddy, why is it still dark?
Okay. We're going to party, son.
Party?
Party.
You guys gotta be real cool and real quiet. Sloobledrip is lame as hell. We're gonna go to the Hellion Quarter.
I'm gonna go wake up Reggie.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you see Reggie's in the corner, kind of powered down, but he still just looks like a little gnome.
Would I have been practicing Dwarvish with Reggie?
Yeah, you could see, you probably would have fallen asleep learning Dwarvish. There's like a dwarf book kind of spilled out next to your bed. Reggie's like,
oh, hello, we're waking up now, pretty early.
Yeah, we're apparently going to somewhere else. Where the hell are we going, Teluga?
Party place.
Yeah, we're going to party place.
You guys don't even know. My favorite band is playing tonight at the last drop. We're gonna go see Acid Splash. You guys don't even know. They're so good. They're rocking.
You're right. We don't know.
Yeah, I've never heard of them.
Haven't heard of them.
You guys, you're so from out of town. It's not even funny.
What's a band?
What is a band? Do I know what a band is?
That's an insane question. Of course you do. It's a collection of instruments playing rad tunes.
I'm two.
He is two.
Oh, man. Do you have a fake ID? Because that might be hard to swing.
What's an
ID? I have
ID?
A birth certificate.
Gross. It's all wet. That's fine. Okay, listen. We're going to have to sneak out. Listen, you came in here as a boat, right? You could be a boat.
Yeah.
I
love
sick.
Being big and flat.
All right, my plan was to like try to steal one, but this is way easier. Okay, and whatever happens tonight, what happens in the Hellion Quarter stays in the Hellion Quarter. No one tell my dad.
He stares at you, Teluga.
I know you like him, but he is a freaking dork, and he's gonna ruin all our fun if we get caught.
You get caught?
I mean, I... No, I would never get caught.
Sounds like you're bad at this.
Shut up! Okay, let's do this!
Daddy, can I lie to you?
Never. We're open to each other, son.
Okay, well, this guy's lying to his daddy.
Lying is cool!
But he's kind of a freak, so...
I want to lean into my
My god thinks you're a freak, so...
Whoa!
I'm gonna listen to my daddy.
All right, listen, you out-of-town little dweebs. We're going to have a partying night.
Hold on.
Okay,
all right. I'm 8 feet tall.
Okay, maybe I oversold something. Okay, it's fine. Listen, we're going to go have a party. This band's rocking, and my friend Miles is going to meet us there, and he's got this crazy fun powder we can snort. It's going to be so cool.
You see, he's kind of like cagey and like a little twitchy as he starts leading you guys quietly through a slobble drip down to the dock.
And I like sneakily lean to myself. Don't drink anything he gives you, okay? Or snort.
What is snort?
I guess you don't do that, huh?
I don't really have a face.
What are you talking about? It's beautiful. And I reach up and I try to cup what I think is his face.
Quiet back there. You're gonna get his fucking
shot. Shut up, Frick.
Shut up.
Make me. Give me a stealth check.
Got an 8.
26.
Thank God for advantage. 17.
For those at home, remember from last episode, he was blessed with the light of Bleebly. He will be rolling his skill checks with advantage for the next 24 hours. Pretty good self checks, actually. With the exception of Deluga, who was, you can see, like, as you're, like, cupping Glebnor's face, a Kuotoa, like, catfish kind of guard walks around. And Glebnor's able to grab you and pull you into his goo body and quiet you so you guys don't get caught.
Frick's like, shut up.
And then the rest of you guys sneak down to the dock finally.
All right, guy, turn into a boat.
Big raft,
sick. Help me here, Bleebly, you grab this.
And he throws you an oar. And you guys start kind of pushing yourselves into Nocturne Lake, away from Slooble Drip, towards the Ebon Den. Can I get some perception checks from the gang as you move across these dark waters?
I assume my perception is just normal since it's
Nat 20!
Yes, it'll be a straight roll for you.
Okay.
My beautiful blues see everything.
I got a 10.
I got a 12.
Nocturne Lake is incredibly dark, especially at night. It was hard to navigate this place during the day, but...
Dark vision?
Yeah, you've got dark vision. There is this, like, thick mist over the water. And for a while, you can't even really make out what you're paddling toward. Frick's just like,
that way, move it!
He's, like, kind of nudging at Dio to kind of help him push the oars. But as you guys get closer, through the, like, dark, cloudy void... First thing you see, Glebnor, through Nat 20, is you start to see a, like, glowing orange light from above. And as the mist clears, you can see that this orange light is coming from the multiple furnaces and forges inside the Ebon Den. You are now at the base of this massive dwarven city. It appears almost like it is carved out of this black rock. It's broken down into multiple districts. Now, since you guys are on the boat looking up at it, you can see where the cores of the city are sort of separated. At the center of this giant dwarven city, there's just tons of smoke and steam pouring out, almost cascading down the walls into its lower quarters. With a nat 20, I will say that you narrowly avoid these giant steamships that are moving into the docks with you. And if you look up, you can see one of them comes out of the dark and almost hits you, but you're able to navigate the boat out of the way. You guys kind of wobble on the wake of the waves. And you can see there are these, like, you can hear Dwarvish being yelled on the boat above you. It's kind of hard to see anyone up there.
Did anybody understand this? Daddy?
Do I understand any of it?
You can give me a history check.
Please, God.
If he doesn't, Reggie might.
7.
Yeah, you just hear, like, shouting, and I think what you kind of pick up on first is that this Dwarvish accent sounds different from the ones you've heard before. It's kind of taking a second for your ear to catch what they're yelling about, but as you were, with the Nat 20, you were able to navigate into the docks of the Ebon Den. There's a ton of these massive Dwarven steamships coming in and out, and they're just pouring steam out of the back. It's super foggy. This would be, like, considered, like, obscured the vision here because it's just so much smoke and fog. You guys finally pull into this dock. It's incredibly busy. There's dwarves and these fire genasi sailors all around, kind of loading up ships. Give me a stealth check if you guys would.
9.
I net 20.
17.
Okay. You guys on the boat, no one notices you yet. But as you're coasting toward the docks, there's a dwarven man on the dock who's like, oh, give me a fucking break. What is this? And he just sees Glebnor, this
neon
big
green
boat coursing toward him. It's like, you've got, what are you? Please, what the fuck? Get over here. Pull it in. And you see his assistant throws a rope onto the boat. Any of you guys going to grab it?
I might as well.
I will.
Yeah. The boat grabbed it. Okay, great. Not fucking, okay, pull it in. Guys, what the hell are we doing here?
And you can see there is a stocky dwarven man, but he looks different from any dwarf you have ever seen. His skin is this like blackened, almost stoned look to it. And on his like where his beard and hair would be, there are these like jutting crystals. You can see that there's like a bit of like the skin kind of goes from this like dark kind of burnt look. And these crystals are just completely black on his hair and beard.
What the hell are you? What are you doing here? Come on. What, you don't have a fucking permit for this. What are you guys doing here? Come on. Pull it in. What am I looking at? Who are you?
You've never heard of Big Flat Raft?
Buddy, no.
I'm Glebnor. Hi.
That's my son. Hello. You watch your language.
Okay. All right. Okay. And you see Frick's like, no, it's cool. It's cool.
You guys can tell in this moment. Everyone give me an insight check.
9.
19.
5.
You are getting the distinct impression, Toluga, that Frick had no plan and maybe has never been here. He's like,
no, it's fine. We,
Frick, get out of the way.
Yeah, no, we're...
Get out of the way, Frick.
Sure.
You just kind of get,
sir,
like, get
sir,
behind.
Sorry, we're visiting from afar. We're not used to these customs. What's going on?
No, I don't know. I got a lot of shit going on here. We got boats coming in and out.
All right, well,
what
we'll,
do you
just
boys...
we'll just pop out of the water real quick, son.
Oh, I'm not going to lie to you. My biggest concern was you'd be taking up space on my dock, but considering you're now a blob, that, I guess, is kind of fine. Wick!
And he yells over, and you see a little fire genasi kid runs up. He has this, like, bright red skin, and the top of his hair, there's kind of, like, little bits of flame kind of coming off of them.
Oh, hey, hi, how's it going?
Listen, these guys are fine. Listen, you boys are new, and I can tell you look like you're clearly from out of town. Stay in the Hellion Quarter. You're not allowed in the Upper City. That's the only real rule down here. Fuck it. It's a real fun town. It's a little rough around the edges in some places. So just be careful. Don't cause any fucking trouble. And, you know, just don't get me in trouble. Because I have a feeling looking at your weird eyes right now that all you're going to cause a real problem for me. And this is going to somehow come back on me. And I don't want that.
Question. What if they start trouble with us?
Oh, in that case, yeah, fuck them up. Go nuts.
Oh, cool, because I haven't found a problem that I couldn't soup yet, so I just want to know if they start problems, I could soup.
I feel like you're singling me out.
I mean,
a weird blob.
Hey, buddy, can I be totally honest with you?
Yeah.
My biggest concern looking at you, this city is millennia old. It was designed for dwarves, and you are 8 foot tall, minimum, and very wide. Can you be less?
Yeah.
Can you kind of compact down so that I don't got people fucking trying to get around you or going through you, whatever the hell's going to happen there? That'd be great for me. Can you just...
How can I be wide?
I prefer if you were just a normal guy sized. Would that be a thing you could do for me in this moment? I'm Craig, by the way. Great to meet you.
Craig, Glebnor.
Okay.
A pleasure. I'm going to compact myself and like harden up.
Oh, that was upsetting to witness.
That's why I don't ask him to do that often.
Okay. All right, boys, fucking keep your head down, have fun, spend a little coin. The economy here could really use it. We don't really get a lot of outsiders.
Oh, well, you know what? Here, son, pamphlet.
What the hell is this?
Have you met our new god?
The kid?
The kid. He's not just a kid. He's
How's
a god.
Going?
This is Bleebly.
Bleebly.
Yeah. I'm his champion.
What kind of name is Bleebly?
It's Kuatoan.
Oh. Oh, you're from Sloobledrip.
No.
Okay, well, I've asked too many questions and I don't really care about the answers anymore. So how about you boys go ahead, have a fun time. Don't cause any fucking trouble, all right?
No promises.
This is not okay. All right, you're joking with me? I sense that you're joking. All right.
Up top.
All right. Okay. Get the fuck out of here. I got things to do. Wait, come on.
And he kind of gets his way going. You guys have free will. You can see that your cousin is.
Oh, man. We almost blew it.
I'm going to slap Frick across. Frick, what the hell was that?
I don't know, man. I just fucking, I fucking froze up. I didn't know what to do.
Do you have dark vision?
Yes.
Why the hell did you give the one person who can't see in dark the other ore?
Oh, shit. I didn't think of it. I don't know, dude. You looked wiry. I figured you could handle an ore.
Yeah, if I could see things.
All right, well, this place is pretty well lit. You should be fine.
We're not in the water anymore. It's fine now.
Listen, okay, Bleebly, I think we got off of the wrong foot, dude. We're gonna party now. It's gonna be so fun.
Your cousin's weird, man.
Frick, you're at thin ice.
Okay, we're gonna just
that
go.
That dap only lasts for so long.
You see Frick pulls out like a little hand-drawn map.
Yeah, we're gonna go to the last drop. It's this way. Follow me.
And he starts just taking off down a street. What would you guys like to do?
Sidebar, Daddy?
Sidebar.
Wait, we don't have to sidebar. Uncle Frick's already gone. Uncle Frick's kind of weird, Daddy.
Yeah, I don't trust him.
I don't think we should.
Yeah, it's not great.
But we follow him?
But at a slower pace.
Okay.
Come on, dude. This place rules.
He's just kind of hoofing it down. Everybody give me perception checks as you walk into the Hellion Quarter. This is a district that borders the docks of the Ebonden.
15.
12.
22.
Your first impressions of the Hellion Den are, oh man, this place rules. It is this kind of grungy punk city, and all walking along the street are tieflings. These sort of like deep red and purple skin people have these long forked tails. Some of those really intricate horns. It looks like kind of a more rough area, but everyone here seems to be having a blast. There's loud partying going on from all the different bars and little places that you guys are walking past. There's like the loud hum of street vendors selling food. It is this really lively, wild part of this town. And surprisingly, there are like stranger races that you would have never seen walking amongst the crowd. And for it maybe the first time, Glebnor, you don't really stand out as much. As you're like walking by, you are kind of more compacted now, but you're passing like elephant people who are kind of like passing down the street. There's a
I'm
ton
home.
Of these like more rocky dwarves that can be walking back and forth toward the docks. And who had the highest perception, actually?
Me, I think we're 22.
Yeah, you can see that Frick is kind of rounded an alley and is like looking at his map again and is like,
this is the place. Come on, dudes.
And he kind of leads you guys down his way.
I guess as we go by, I'd like to son, we got a market. Pamphlet for you.
Yeah. Yeah, just random dwarves are like, what? Just like getting these just things.
At least I'm going to Mormon my way through this. Excuse me, sir. I stop a tiefling.
Yeah, what's up?
I'd like to talk to you about Bleebly.
What?
Have you heard of the new god Bleebly? Pamphlet.
This is weird.
He bring yeah. DeWet.
Yeah. Have you been dry lately?
What?
And DeGun.
Do you know what guns are?
Thank you, this pamphlet. I'm going to throw that out now.
Please
he just
don't.
Walks away and throws in the trash.
I'm going to fish through the trash to get it back.
Wriggle it out. And then Frick kind of leans out from the alley. He's like,
I found it. This way, dudes.
I guess.
Daddy,
let's
we're
go.
Gonna, well, it's going to be hard winning these people over.
No, I have an idea.
So as you round the corner, you can see that Frick is at the end of an alley. And down the alley, you can see a sign that says the last drop. But there's no door. It's just a stone wall. And Tuluga, you notice, standing in front of this wall, a large minotaur man.
Everybody, I got this.
Daddy, what the f- is
Don't
that
worry,
thing?
I spent years learning this language, and it's finally coming in handy.
Also, give me an investigation check as you guys round the corner, just to see the comings and goings around this place.
Everyone?
Yeah, everybody.
Four.
That's what I get for asking for an intelligence-based skill in my
13.
Game.
12.
You guys just see that the Minotaurs seem to be in the middle of an argument with a small group, and then three figures kind of head down a different alleyway, and he just looks frustrated now, standing in front of this big stone wall.
Hey!
Hello.
Hold on. It's been a while since I've done this.
Hello. Oh my goodness. Your Minotaur's flawless.
Do you mean it? It's been years since I've tried.
Your accent's immaculate. I can tell you've definitely worked on your consonants.
Oh, thank you.
Well met. I am Bouncicles, bouncer of the door.
Strong name, Bouncicles.
Thank
Name's
you.
Taluga of the Plu-Plu Pleans.
Another strong name. Well met.
Well met.
Gives you a really intense handshake.
I try to match its intensity.
What are you doing here tonight, friend? Are you here to see the band?
I'm here to see the band, but it seems like you're frustrated. Allow me to help.
And I reach for a fish taco.
Give me a taco check. Know the deal. Roll a d20 and give me the higher. You want a higher number if you to get a taco.
13.
A delicious fish taco appears out of your bag of holding. Apparently, Mima has set up shop in Sloopledrip.
What is this? It looks delicious.
It is what we in the Kuotoans call a fish taco.
Let me get at that.
Just loudly eating. Minotaur has kind of like a cow teeth, so he's just kind of like doing that weird, like...
jarring?
Yeah. There's bits falling outside.
This is immaculate. And these are your friends, I presume?
And he points at your little gang behind you.
Yes, that's my son, Glebnor, of the Glekalax Plu-Plu-Pleen. That is our aspiring god, Bli-Bli.
Bli-Bli, another strong name.
Thank you.
Well, I'm assuming Bli-Bli is just Bli-Bli in all languages.
Yeah, of course. It's like it's almost being Spanish and they throw in an English word. You're like, oh, I know what that one is.
I perk up a little bit when I hear Bli-Bli.
You can see that Reggie's looking all excited. He's like, oh my god, Theo, we're going to go into a cool place. I'm so excited.
Yeah, seems pretty, well, I mean, from the bouncer, seems like it's probably going to be a cool place because they're not letting anybody in.
What do you think's inside there?
I don't know. Never been here, so couldn't tell you.
Okay, so we're starting off the same page. Okay, good.
Yep.
Excuse me, winter acid splash going on?
Oh, no. I am terribly sorry. If you boys are here to see acid splash tonight, there's been a bit of a kerfuffle. The band is broken up. That was just them leaving. I don't know how to tell you this, but tonight might be lame.
And you see Frick's face just falls.
Acid splash broke up? What? No!
If there's any consolation, their lead guitarist is inside playing one chord over and over. People aren't really thrilled about it. It's getting a little intense in there.
Everyone at this point, give me a perception check.
20.
21.
23.
You guys hear, kind of from inside, behind the wall that he's standing in front of, there is just this rocking riff on repeat, kind of echoing from down what seems like where the basement of this establishment would be.
If you would like to go in and see the remains of Acid Splash, who am I to stop you? It'll be one gold each, gentlemen.
Well, it's an honor.
Do I have gold? I assumed Frick was paying?
Ah.
Yeah, hold on. Shit.
And
as he's reaching for the gold, son, pamphlet, quick.
I'm so dense, I have to force it up.
Oh, no.
Thank you. Bouncicles, if
yes.
I may, just a pamphlet of information about our god and religion.
Interesting. Very interesting.
And if you're concerned about the performance, we may have a way to spice it up a little.
Not worried about how spicy it is in there. The crowd's getting pretty rowdy. They were expecting Acid Splash, and...
Would you like help taming said crowd?
That would actually be a delight. If it gets too wild down there, could be my enforcers on the inside.
I am the new champion for Bli-Bli, and I would love to get some practice in.
I don't know what that means, but I really like your enthusiasm.
Speaking of which, son, you could probably go back to normal.
You are wide, which I respect. Well, I just have to check everyone's IDs to make sure you're all of age to imbibe of the alcohol inside.
I only have this.
A birth certificate. Perfect. Yes. It says you're 2 years old.
What if I...
I think that's a typo. I believe it should say 20.
20. That is 1 year below the drinking age here, but...
I'm going to help you.
You can all give me a persuasion check. How about that?
God.
And with Taluga, advantage. I'll let you make it with advantage because you're speaking his native tongue.
16.
8.
18.
Well, Bleebly, you seem like a respectable gentleman.
Well, thank
you. If you can keep your friend in line and make sure he doesn't get a little too turnt, then I suppose I could let you all in.
I can do that.
Well, boys, enjoy the remains of Acid Splash.
And he puts his hand on the wall and casts Stone Shape. And you can see the bricks of the wall swirl into a tunnel that goes inside the Last Drop.
Cool.
It's very cool. Please, enter.
And he guides you all in.
Up top?
Up top.
High fives each of you on the way in.
It's been an honor, Bouncer Cleese.
Thank you. I will remember this day.
Me too.
I remember all things and all paths I have walked.
He just looks off into the dark.
Wait, what?
And as you guys walk in, into the Last Drop. There's no one in here. It's a completely empty dive bar. There's just one dwarven bartender behind the bar. She's a little stocky dwarven woman. And I'll say what you guys notice about this woman is she has a kind of a different pattern of molten rock as her skin. You can see that she does still have the deep black rock pattern that the other dwarves you saw had, but there's like veins of magma almost going through her body. And her like big spiky crystal hair is like fiery red and the crystals are like pulsing almost.
Hello, you boys here for the show? Come on in.
Okay.
I'm Doreen. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. I'm Taluga.
Your boys from out of town. Slooble Drip, huh? Slooble. She looks at you.
Oh, you know?
I do have a Slooble Drip ale. It's very old. No one orders it. But if that's what you're interested in, we do have that for you.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
No.
You boys... Oh, you don't want that?
No.
How about a Firebelly whiskey?
Yeah, that sounds
okay,
a lot better.
Perfect.
She slides you a thing of whiskey. Make a con save as you take a shot of that bad boy.
So did the Minotaur take our gold?
Yes, he took one goal from each of you.
I was paying for
that's
him
a 20.
Wait. Oh, yeah. You
wait, didn't
this
Frick pay for us?
Oh, yeah, Frick paid.
I forgot
Frick
as well.
I can't even afford any beer now. I spent all my money on the cover. This sucks.
Daddy?
What?
Can I have a drink?
Just tonight.
What do you have, hon? I got a lot of stuff back here. A beer, a shot, or maybe a wine?
What's good?
I'll give you some of my special stock.
Ooh, special. I'm a special boy.
She pulls out this, like, bottle of liquor that, like, you can see flames kind of glowing inside.
It's a little hot on the tongue, but I think you'll like it.
Make a con save for me.
I don't have a tongue. 19.
Yeah, knock it back. It's delicious. That you love alcohol.
Yeah!
Oh, God.
And you boys, just here to drink. You're here for the show, too. I don't know if Bouncicles told you, but it's kind of, it's kind of rough down there right now. People are pretty upset.
Yeah, we're actually going to help him.
Oh, great. Perfect.
Yeah, I love that guy. You got his contact or anything?
He's here most nights, so he's easy to find.
Because he seems like he would make a great friend and could probably use some friends.
He's the finest bouncer I've ever had.
He's a nice man.
Okay, well, here, I'll let you guys downstairs. Have fun. Enjoy the show.
She presses a button underneath the bar, and you see the corner of the room, a stairwell. He slides open down into the bar.
Sick. Wait, hold on. I never got my Slooble Drip special.
Oh, here you go.
It's this like old dirty bottle of liquor. She pours it out and it's like chunky coming out. It takes like way too long to pour. It's like bits and bobs kind of come out.
Would you like a shrimp cocktail to go with that? I know it's traditional.
Sure.
Just pops a gross little shrimp inside.
Here you go. Have fun. Thanks. Down there. Be safe, okay?
Totally.
Daddy. All the doors and stairs in this place are awesome.
Yeah, we gotta get us some of those.
Right?
As you guys walk down the spiral staircase, music down there is getting louder, and that core is getting heavier and more powerful. And when you walk down to it is quite a sight. There is a massive tiefling mosh pit. as all these tiefling crust punks and metal heads are all slamming into each other. There's a bar down there, but there's like a goblin there, furiously trying to hand out drinks to everybody, completely overwhelmed. The crowd is going nuts, and you guys all look up on stage. With his back to the crowd, there's a tiefling just rocking on his guitar. And Eric, would you go ahead and describe your character for me?
So Cosmo is a tiefling. He is wearing a traditional biker jacket, torn jeans, you know, combat boots, the you know, sort of stereotype that you find. Yeah. But this guy is he's the genuine article. He's rocking. He's getting a hold of this crowd with the powerful riffs emanating from his axe.
Can I get a performance check if you will?
Certainly can.
See, there's people in the crowd that's like, where's the drummer? Everyone's getting more and more upset as the crowd's kind of getting a little tense.
It's a 25.
Eric, can you just describe what this performance looks like as you finally let that chord go and start fucking shredding?
Yeah, you know, kind of raises his hand with his pick and in there and just slams down and just like to kind of respond to that guy. He's just like, I don't need a rhythm section. And he just starts wailing on this riff and just...
With a 25, the crowd's just like, fuck yes! They've instinctively gotten into the mosh pit's gotten bigger and bigger. They formed a wall of death immediately with just a guitar. the three of you are in the presence of music you have never heard before. And with a 25 performance, it's fucking doing something to you. All of your heads just kind of start moving in rhythm with this guitar that you've never felt like. You've danced to the Kuotoa kazoos before, but nothing like this. This guy is unbelievable. You see the crowd's getting wilder and wilder. People are chucking bottles and smashing into each other. Everyone give me a perception check if you'd like.
Jeez, it's really rowdy down here.
Nat 20.
16.
18.
Yeah, you can make one for me. Go ahead, Cosmo. You're scanning the crowd.
Yeah. 14?
Yeah. You're just like, this is exactly what you wanted. Just fucking open that pit up. And with a nat 20, you can see in the corner of the crowd a small hobgoblin man. He's wearing khakis and a tucked in buttoned up white shirt. His hair is slicked back, and he like goes to yell into the stage.
This is lame. Lame. Not enough stuff. Lame. There's no vocals. Lame.
And he starts like really heckling this performance.
Daddy, you see this tool over here?
Oh, do I gotta heckle the heckler? Great at this.
Can we go? Can we get our way over there? Can we make
Shmingle my way on over there.
I'm gonna need athletics checks to push through this fucking mosh pit. As Cosmo is going ham up there and they're getting really
acrobatics.
Wild. You can use acrobatics if you want
to. Can I 24 to fucking cow catcher my way through this?
I got a 19.
Theo, what are you doing?
I'm gonna hang back with Reggie and keep an eye on where they are, but kind of keep scanning around for anything.
I think the tieflings are trying to kill each other. This is insane. I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah, just stay out of whatever that is.
It's madness.
I'm gonna form a cow catcher like on the front of a train,
and I'm gonna be pushing him
and just fucking make our way through.
Yeah, you guys push through the crowd. You're pushing off all these tiefling punks. It's like a tiefling with a big long mohawk who's like going to, like, you know that guy in the pit that's just kicking for no reason? He's doing that, but you shove him out of the way, and you get up to this little hobgoblin.
What?
He sees you approach him.
Man, you're lame.
What's your problem, buddy?
Give me an investigation check. So you guys check this guy.
13?
5.
Yeah, I noticed that he has, like, a gaudy necklace on. It's like, you know, like you go to like camp and they give you like stupid macrame jewelry? It kind of looks like that. It's like on his chest. He's like,
this is not respectful music and I don't like it.
Man,
what do you like?
Apparently nothing. Because no one likes him.
I only like music that makes me feel something about the Lord.
Which Lord?
Choose your words carefully.
Duh. Krizik?
I reach inside my son. I slap this guy over the head with a metal pamphlet.
Boys, let's go ahead and roll initiative.
I got an 8.
I got a 10.
I got a 21.
I got a 22.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I'm immediately like, what?
Krizik!
So, unfortunately,
Gecht fence.
Yeah. Hobgoblin target, you roll an natural.
Well, I rolled an 8. I wasn't attacking anytime soon.
Okay. The start of combat. You can see that the crowd is going nuts. They will also be a combatant during this fight. The crowd will be operating under the bar brawl stat block that I have over here. But going first on a nat 20 initiative is this hobgoblin, Gecht Vence. You see, he looks at you, Taluga, and is like, "If you like this music, you suck." And what? He's going to use a bonus action to taunt you. Can I get a DC 12 charisma saving throw?
I got a 12.
Okay.
Why aren't your feelings more hurt by that?
I'm a plope, you freak.
I don't know what that means.
It's because you're a degenerate.
Who are you?
And then he's going to cast invisibility.
What? Where do you go?
And try to slip into the crowd. That is going to be Cosmo. Cosmo, you're on stage. You can see this, like, this little hobgoblin is, like, starting shit, and he's been kind of fucking with your whole set. But these guys are trying to fight him. What would you like to do?
Cosmo is going to grab the mic because he sees this guy being a dork, and he's like, "What's up, everybody? This is Acid Splash's last show ever. You gonna let this little dweeb take over this and cause this party to stop or what?" And I'm gonna cast Bardic Inspiration for the entire crowd.
Oh, you're gonna bardically inspire the crowd?
Yeah.
Oh!
They're in the fight, right?
Interesting. I didn't think of that.
You can do that for everybody, though, right? Everyone who can hear me?
You can give a bardic to one person at a time, yeah. But I would say if you're trying to bardically inspire the crowd, that's very
That's where I'm gonna start.
Can I get a persuasion check? How about that?
Sure.
Because you're trying to turn the crowd on this guy, pretty much.
That's a 19.
Okay, yeah. Some guys near the, like, around this guy is like, "This guy does suck!" And they're all looking for him now, but the crowd's kind of still pretty rowdy. But yeah, that was that was your bonus action.
So I'm going to... Oh, okay. So I'm not spending any...
The Bardic, you get to do... You have a couple of a day, so that was your bonus action. You still have your action if you want to attack or cast a spell.
So can I see him in the crowd?
He's invisible.
He is invisible.
He just snuck into the crowd.
Okay, so this guy, if he can hear me, I can dissonant whisper.
Oh, that's very true, I believe. Yeah. Right, okay. Back.
All right, so I'm going to cast dissonant whisper.
Let me see. Yeah, because the spell says a creature that can hear you. Fuck you, that's good. He got a 10 on his saving throw. I think it's a wisdom save, right?
Yes.
Yeah, he fails.
Yeah. And 14 damage.
Oh! What is your dissonant whispers look like as you yell it into the mic at this guy, wherever he may be?
Yeah, no, I mean,
the whisper that you yell.
Yeah, I guess it can be like any point. It's like, it sounds like a scream to him.
Okay.
But yeah, no, to him, it's like, I'm trying to do my best death metal growl.
Awesome. You guys can't see where he is, but somewhere in the crowd, there's like an invisible thing pushing through the crowd, trying to get away from the stage. He's frightened as he's rushing away, trying to get, because I believe Dissonant Whispers gives me the fright condition,
yes,
I'm pretty sure.
Yes.
Okay, tight. That is going to be Theo.
So I can't see this guy, so any attack would be at disadvantage, but I'm going to use Deadeye Shot to give myself advantage, so it'll just be a straight roll.
Six. You're going to try like fire for the area in the crowd where you saw him kind of parting through a little bit?
Yes.
Tight. A little dangerous, but tight.
Does a 16 hit?
A 16 does hit.
It's open fire in this crowded fucking room.
Yeah, not typically the best way to start things off, but sure.
Are you using your gun?
Oh, yeah.
I'm immediately going to plop out. Our god, Bleebly, bless any heathens against metal music!
I'm going to re-roll the damage dice because of Piercer.
Okay, so you're immediately taking use of that feat. Cool, great for me.
Yeah,
love
damn
that.
Right. So it's only 6 damage.
Yeah, you fire in the crowd and you can see there's a little blood splatter that seems like it comes out of nowhere in the middle of the crowd. I will say, the crowd freaks the fuck out. They've never seen a gun. They don't know what it is. And
it's
loud as hell and pretty scary. That was your action, anything with your bonus action or your movement. I'll say that the Cosmo's probably on the stage about, I'd say, like 30 feet from you. It's about a 30-foot wide, like, mosh pit. There's people at the bar kind of fighting. There's people in front of you kind of fighting. This big crowd of this raucous kind of mosh pit. But you still have your bonus action movement if you'd like to get around anywhere.
I'll where in relation to me is this little hobgoblin?
Where he last was, would say about like 20 feet from you near Toluga and Glebnor. But when you saw him dart into the crowd, it'd be about 5 feet closer. So let's say he's about 15 feet from you in the middle of the mosh pit somewhere.
Okay. And seeing, like, obviously I can't see him, but pushing through the crowd, do I notice if he's going left or right or just straight?
It's so hard to tell because he's invisible.
Okay.
Yeah, you just see that, like, something's kind of parting the crowd in a weird way, trying to get through them.
I'll kind of back up towards near where the stairs are.
Cool.
So if he's trying to leave to go up the stairs, he has to basically get by me.
Gotcha. Okay, I will say, because unfortunately you were not standing near all of them when this all started, and people just think you just fired a weapon into the crowd. Some guy's gonna try to smash you with a chair, like a bar stool.
That's
so you kind of walk away from it. The bar fight is on Cosmo's side. They don't know about Theo just yet.
That's fine.
That's going to hit. You are going to take 14 bludgeoning damage.
Ooh.
As a dwarf is like, what was that? And just grabs a bar stool and smashes it off your back. He's trying to back up out of the crowd. You see Reggie's like, oh, holy shit. He's like freaking out. He's kind of scuttling through people's feet, trying to follow you to the door. Perfect. It is now the bar's turn, or the bar brawl's turn. And unfortunately, since Theo is kind of the only one that looks like a threat, really, sort of, one guy's gonna chuck a bottle at you. Misses. You just duck out of the way as a bottle whizzes by your head. That is going to be Glebnor's turn.
All right, so how far am I from the stairs to exit?
We'll say you're about 25 feet from the stairs.
Okay, so I'm going to use my... can't see, right? I have
invisible.
No glory is.
You have a rough idea. Like, so basically the way invisibility works is you kind of know the general location. You would kind of have to make... you make an attack disadvantage, essentially.
Okay. So how far would you say he is from me currently?
10 feet.
Okay, I'm going to move 10 feet into the area.
Okay.
I'm going to recklessly attack him.
Sure, we'll even it out.
Even it out.
Perfect.
With the, I'm going to use the Vicious Great Axe.
Okay.
I'm assuming a 21.
21's going to hit.
Hits.
Yeah, there's like people in the crowd, they're like, whoa! Like, dive out of the way as you wind
Four,
up this huge axe.
15, but I'm going to Divine Fury. Oh, wait, I'm not raging, so I can't use Divine Fury, so never mind.
If you'd like to bonus action rage, you can do that.
I don't want to waste it.
What else? What are you saving it for?
Yeah, fuck it.
Fucking
I'm enraged.
You're mad.
This he guy talked about Krizik in front of me.
There you go. That's
I'm enraged.
Stuff.
So
bring
now I'm
going
to Divine Fury him.
Okay, sick. So you'll add a D6, I believe.
15 and then 19 total.
19
4
damage?
Radiant. Yeah.
Oh, baby.
And then I'm going to use the rest of my movement to go on to this first step. And I'm going to scream out, now you can't leave.
Okay, sick. You're moving away, you have mobile, so you can move away from him.
Yep.
You guys really have a lot of annoying shit. I don't know if anyone else noticed that at home.
It's already early
it's,
level, too.
You're solo level, so irritating. Okay.
So he can't get out now without going through me.
So yeah, you're blocking the stairwell.
Yeah.
Make an athletics check for me. You can make it with advantage, because a lot of people in this crowd are trying to get the hell out of here, and they're trying to push by you.
Thank God for fucking advantage. 24.
Okay. Do you want to stop people from getting out? Or
just him.
Just him. Okay, so you're letting tieflings go by.
They go right through me.
Oh, gross. Yeah. There's one guy that like was running, looked up, wasn't paying attention, runs through you, and he's like, oh, fuck, I'm all wet.
Slimed.
Just totally slimed. So other people are like, excuse me, sir, just trying to get around you.
I open like curtains for those people.
Okay, thank you. And
you
got
to talk to me first,
run through.
Because as soon as I feel something hit me, I'm going to harden up.
Okay.
If I don't see it.
Gross. Toluga, that is your turn.
All right. I'm going to use my action to use my my special eyes.
Oh.
My otherworldly perception.
Go ahead.
So where is this man?
You can see that your eyes light up with that plain yellow glow. And like two headlamps, you just zone in into the crowd. You can see that kind of hiding in the middle of the mosh pit, kind of pushing past some tieflings. You can see about, say, like 10, 15 feet away from you in the middle of the crowd. There's that little hobgoblin. His slicked back hair has now flopped forward. You can see that he clearly has like an emo haircut that he's tried to like kind of zhuzh up a little bit. But he's just panicked on the ground now looking around. And he's a big axe wound in his shoulder.
I want to walk up to him and just stare him in the eyes so he knows that I can see him.
You don't see anything. Everything's fine.
I have plans for you.
What?
Son, I see him. He's right here. I want him alive.
Big grab.
Don't love that. Okay. Anything to bonus action?
I can't do anything. I didn't attack, so I can't follow up with Flurry. And
perfect.
I can't follow up. So
okay.
I'm just going to stand there and just relay where he is exactly.
Bring us back to Gakt. He's going to come out of invisibility and be like, "You don't understand. This music is from the devil. It's evil. It's going to ruin this whole place."
All the best music is associated with the devil.
And you see like, all the tieflings look around and they're like, "What's wrong with the devil?"
It's kind of bigoted, man. You're being real racist.
We're all devil people.
He is going to cast Shatter at you and the crowd. He opens his mouth and lets out this like weird tune. Everyone give me a perception check real quick before the shatter goes off.
17.
5.
18.
Okay, you two just kind of, you can almost hear the melt. There's a cacophony of like fighting and rock sounds everywhere, but you can see that he's humming this tune.
Clouds wide open, thunder and lightning fall.
I need a constitution saving throw for the shatter. If someone who has the shatter spell could tell me how many dice it is, I forgot to write it down.
I failed it.
I got a 9.
8. I'm
pretty sure I...
Oh, sorry, I got a nat 1.
Yeah. This song is horrible.
It's like so bad. What is
you
this?
Would be. I think everyone in the room is going to kind of, unfortunately, be susceptible
to
this.
Kind of save?
It's a con save, I believe, for shatter.
Oh, that's 11.
Eric, you have shatter, right? How many dice am I rolling here?
10-foot radius, 3d8. 3d8 thunder damage.
10-foot radius.
Oh, 10-foot radius? Then
I'm outside the raid.
Outside of it, then. You two are, actually. So it'll just be you and
you.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, as he begins to sing this horrible Krizik song, the crowd's like, "Shut up!" Just trying to cover their ears. Taluga and Glebner are each going to take 12 thunder damage. Or Taluga and Cosmo, sorry. You're each going to take 12 thunder damage as the sound
goes
off.
This is so bad. It's terrible.
And also, let me just roll for the bar real quick. Yeah. And you can see people in the crowd are trying to hold their ears and like, "Make it stop!" They're this horrible tune. This, like, it's a real earworm is kind of going into everyone's mind. He's then going to also bonus action try to taunt Glebnor. "It barely even hurt!" Make a DC 12 charisma saving throw.
Oh, no, not charisma. 12. On the butt.
This guy can't shake your confidence. You know you cut him real good.
Believe me, I'm strong.
Awesome. That is now your turn, Cosmo. Now you can see this guy in the crowd.
I did say I want him alive.
This is my show, dude.
Yeah. He's thinking to himself, like, as far as farewell shows, this isn't bad. Since I can see him, I'm going to cast Vicious Mockery on this guy.
"No! Don't make fun of me!"
"You fucking poser dweeb!"
It's a charisma save, right?
Charisma save.
1 damage. <Oof. laughs>
If I made it.
Actually, this guy makes the save, and he's like, "Nothing can shake my face!" you do have your bonus action if you'd like to use it for anything.
Yeah, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to cast another... is that necklace he has? Is that any metal on it? Can I find out?
It doesn't... I need an investigation check. See if you even clock it. He's a little guy.
Macaroni.
Yeah.
Yeah. Costume jewelry.
Damn it, why didn't I take heat macaroni?
Too convenient.
Investigation. That's a 12.
Yeah, you don't even notice it on him, really. So yeah, for you think for a bard bonus action.
That would probably be a bad idea for everyone else in the crowd anyway.
Yeah. So yeah, bonus action. I think if you want to give someone else a bardic, you can do that.
Yeah, you know what? Let's do that. Let's give the guys who's closest to him.
Me, because I'm like right on.
Yeah, and you're looking as cool as fuck to me right now with the glowing eyes. Like I'm writing a song based on this right now. So I'm going to bardically inspire you.
And can we just get a real quick read of what your bardic inspiration is? Because we're using a very fun College of Metal homebrew.
Yeah. When you give a creature bardic inspiration die, is filled with aggression until the bardic inspiration die is lost. Immediately after the creature rolls bardic inspiration die, to add it to an attack roll, the target gets hit. Where's the description for the headbanging? Yeah, basically with my version of bardic inspiration, it inspires you to headbang and inspires aggression.
What's happening?
Awesome. I see you. I kind of lock eyes with your glowy eyes, and I start riffing on this one power chord and just keep.
That's a sick riff.
Toluca, you're like, there's a spirit of something is taking over you. Your headband, there's like bits of red and lightning cackling around your head.
Get him, Fishman.
Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah.
Theo, that is your turn. There's the bar around you right now. These patrons are horrified, and you're kind of scaring everyone. Some of these dudes look like they're ready to keep fighting you. So, totally up to you what you want to do here, but, yeah.
Theo's gonna look at them. I'm not here to fight you. I want that stupid-looking hobgoblin. And I'm going to walk over to where Toluga is, even if it means that I'm not gonna attack the crowd.
Gotcha.
So if I take an opportunity attack, I take an opportunity attack.
Yeah, you can give me a persuasion check. And I'll say you still have your advantage for the day from your bleeblyism.
That's a 10.
Okay. As you're running into the crowd, a guy whips like a dart at the back of your head. It's just sticking in the back of your head. This like a bar dart. Take 9 points of piercing damage.
Jesus, how hard did he throw it?
Theo's just getting walloped by the crowd. Like, people whipping bottles at him. He got smashed by a bar stool. He's got just a dart sticking in the back of his head as he's running to help you guys.
So when I get up on the hobgoblin, because I don't know his name, but it's Ganked or Gekt.
Gekt,
but Theo doesn't know his actual name. How fucked up does he look?
He looks hurt. He has a big axe wound in his shoulder. His feelings look a little hurt because people seem to not really enjoy his really cool song.
Does he look on death's door?
I would say no.
Okay. Well then. I'm going to... is he prone or is he just kind of like...
He's not prone. He's just very short.
Gotcha. All
right. He's a little hobgoblin.
Because I know that Toluga slapped him with a pamphlet, I'm assuming, you know, I know he said not to kill him, so I'm not going to try and end him, but I'm going to shoot him once.
Sure, yeah.
I'm going to use the sharpshooter feat, so I take a -5 penalty, but it does 10 extra damage.
Okay.
So it's 20. I rolled 26 with a 5, 21.
Y'all see that Theo has come online, which, to my chagrin.
And I'm going to use the piercer thing to re-roll the damage dice.
Cool.
18 damage.
Oh, brutal.
And I basically just want to shoot him in the kneecap.
Oh, yeah, he's like, ah! He falls on the ground holding his leg. Ow! 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 Just in so much pain.
This is the best show I've ever played.
And then Theo is gonna holster the gun, put hands on his knee, take the dart out, put his hands on his knees, do a second wind, and just be like, Toluga, this sucks.
Yeah, don't worry. I think I got an idea. You know, the Dragonborn thing, I'm gonna try it here.
I'm so sorry, Theo. You're just the only one that has been threatening to the bar.
That's perfectly fine.
I hate to keep wailing on you with bullshit, but here we go.
Steel chair.
Well, the good thing is I got 14 health back.
Oh, thank God. Thankfully.
No one has damaged the barbrawl, so they are still operating at the full power of a swarm.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not trying to hit them. So.
Yeah. Some guy's like, he's got a
thing that shoots stuff I don't know of. Another guy smashes a chair on Theo.
What are these guys rolling?
How many chairs are here?
I have rolled a 17 or an 18 to hit
standing
you every single
room only.
Time. So sorry. Standing room only? That's fucking hilarious. Right.
How much damage?
That was 11 bludgeoning. And then that is going to be Glebnor.
All right. Now that we get this guy surrounded and he has no possible fucking chance of escaping through the stairs,
mm-hmm.
you know, rush on over.
Okay.
Big grab. I'm going to grapple him up.
Sure. Give me an athletics check.
Let's call it the 23.
Okay, you only beat a 9. So, yeah, you slick through the crowd, go in between people's legs and shit, and then wrap up around.
Yeah, wrap him up like a fucking burrito.
Just like, ah!
His stupid little head poking out of the top.
Trying to resist.
I'll never give up!
Daddy?
Yeah?
Do your thing.
I'll try.
Taluga, that is your turn.
I'm going to look him in the face. I'm going to grab him by his collar while my son is... You dare say the name of that fake god in front of me?
Lord Krizik, he's the best, he rules.
Your faith in Krizik, I command you, renounce.
Okay. Wisdom saving throw, right?
13, yep.
15.
I'll never renounce. Never!
He's just struggling in your arms, refusing to give up.
Well,
Lord Krizik saved me. The storm saved us all.
No, it didn't. He murdered.
What?
Multiple people.
I never read that in the lore.
Can I? Just put a pamphlet right in front of his face.
It's too close. I can't even read it. What is this? Heresy.
I can't bonus action. That, so.
Yeah, this guy's still.
Well, I'll try again next time.
Okay.
It's his turn. What's Gekt gonna do? Get grabbed. Can I get a DC 13 charisma saving throw from Glebnor?
No, 18! Suck it!
He's trying to charm you. He's like, let me go! I can bring you to the Lord!
I already have a Lord.
No, you don't!
Make another DC 13 charisma save as he tries to taunt you.
This guy's such a loser.
He should have been.
Oh, he taunted me!
No.
My lord is so good!
My god, is an awesome guy.
You have disadvantage on ability checks, attack rolls, and saving throws until the start of his next turn.
Question your faith like you've tried to question mine!
Never!
Cosmo, that is your turn. You're up on stage. They're kind of maybe like 10 feet below you, this whole fucking cacophony's happening. Yeah.
You want to talk about bringing a storm? Well, how about this?
And I'm going to cast Thunderous Smite.
Okay.
Let's make sure that we know.
Yeah, Thunderous Smite will be a bonus action. So then when you make your attack with your axe, if it hits, you'll have the Thunderous Smite damage.
Okay.
I'm also going to give you advantage because you have to leap off the stage, basically, to smash in.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you advantage on that roll.
Cool. The high ground.
Yeah, you get the high ground.
Oh, that's a nat 20.
Okay.
Oh, looks like this guy's dead.
Yeah. Yep. Well,
he wouldn't renounce. He deserved it.
Yeah.
Cosmo, you leap off the stage as your guitar crackles with electricity. You kind of do that like thing where you spin it behind you, catch it in the air, and bring this giant axe down on this grappled Stormcaller. Go ahead, roll your damage, because I just want to see it.
Yeah.
So you're going to roll the damage.
21.
And I think that's just axe damage. That's not the
thunderous smite
yet.
Extra 2d6.
So 4d6.
4d6, because it's a crit. Which is insane.
And that's 17 more.
Okay.
Eviscerate this guy.
Actually, what I will say is what happens is you leap up. Bring your giant electric axe down. You'd see all the tieflings in the crowd are like, fuck yes! The crowd's getting wicked worked up, and as you leap through the air, bring the axe down with a nat 20, you shatter the crystal necklace on your neck. I need everyone to make a con saving throw in the room for me.
Ugh.
Ooh.
6.
9.
Nice.
5. Well, 9, because I forgot to add the 4.
13.
Okay. So everyone got above 13?
No.
Oh, sorry.
Only Cosmo.
I'm sorry. I heard 13 and was like, cool. That's what everyone got.
Cool. So Cosmo's good.
Cosmo, you're only going to take 11 damage. Everyone else is going to take 22 thunder damage.
I'm down.
This wave of sound, as this crystal shatters, you just hear this booming voice from inside this crystal.
The clouds wide open!
And it ripples through the crowd. Teluga, you're like thrown into the mosh pit, completely unconscious. Unfortunately, Theo, you've had a rough fucking time with this crowd. The sound, your ears bleed and you knock out. Glebnor, what are you looking like right now, my guy?
Okay, so imagine if, like, you punched a bowl of Jell-O, the ripples. That.
Yeah. Coming out of this crystal, you're met with an ostinato, a sound parasite. And you see that from the crystal, this like crackly audio wave looking spirit comes out of this little crystal that was around this guy's neck. You can see that now the crystal is broken. His khakis turn into cool ripped jeans.
Oh no.
His buttoned in white shirt is like a sick Acid Splash band tee. And his flopped over emo hair gets its color back into his dyed frame. The hobgoblin is completely unconscious, but this little sound wave is now floating in front of Glebnor and Cosmo. You see this crackling blue energy, and you just see... actually, you guys can give me a perception check, if you would. You too.
That's an 11.
Okay. That's a nat 20.
Glebnor, you can't really make it out.
I was raging. Should I have halved my damage?
It's thunder damage.
Oh, it doesn't count.
Yeah, fortunately. So, Cosmo, just make it out as this crackling bit of audio distortion fades away. For a second, it's like you can see a ram's head made in the electricity staring at you as it fades away. All of the crowd has just run out. All the tieflings have pushed by everyone. The bar brawl is done. You guys are now out of combat, but unfortunately, Teluga and Theo are both unconscious.
Oh no. I have a greater healing potion, but my daddy, my god, who do I use it on?
Okay. So... that was Cosmo's turn. So, Theo, I'm going to need a death saving throw.
It's a 17.
You stay steady.
All right.
It's one success.
Our god saved.
Glebnor, that is your turn now.
I'm going to pour my potion on Daddy.
Awesome.
So the greater healing potion.
Yeah, you sluice over to unconscious Teluga, pour a potion in his mouth.
So it's 44. Oh. 4. So that's 18 points back.
Yeah, and then Teluga, you come to consciousness with Glebnor standing over you. Again, I don't know. Do you have ears? I don't think I've ever drawn you with ears.
I don't have ears, but I can hear things.
Teluga and Glebnor, I don't think either of you have an ear, really. You probably have like a
hole.
I have a canal.
There's a canal, and it's bleeding. It's coming on the side of your body.
What?
You start to kind of come to consciousness a little bit, and you look over in horror. You can see that unconscious is Theo. And it seems that he is so beat up and bleeding out.
Oh, shit.
It is your turn, Teluga.
I run over and I give him my potion of healing greater.
Oh, awesome. I'm glad you guys hung on to those potions, huh?
16?
And Theo, you wake up and Teluga, who looks very rough, is standing over you holding a potion. So now the bar is pretty much completely cleared out. You can see that Frick was hiding behind the bar the whole time and is like,
is everything cool now or what?
Frick, where the hell were you?
Suck.
No, I was back here. I was helping. It's fine. You guys did a great job. Oh my God, Cosmo.
You see, walks up to you, Cosmo, pushing past like unconscious bodies on the ground.
Cosmo sees everybody else. He's like, well, if everyone else is drinking, weird little dude, bring me a bottle over here.
You see Frick and Reggie look at each other and they're like, which one do you think he was talking about?
Drink now!
They both rush over with bottles.
Oh my god, I'm so excited to meet you. I heard a tape of yours once and it rocked my whole world.
Yeah, I know.
You probably get that a lot. Can I get an autograph?
You just like smash open the...
Oh, sorry.
I was going to say he just smashes the top of the bottle open and pours it on whatever they...
That's so metal!
Go ahead.
Frick, Have you never seen this guy live?
It's hard to get in the city. I've never been able to sneak out before. I needed help.
Toluga, I hate him.
You know, Frick, your good merit from the dab is run out.
I'm so sorry. We can still have a cool party night.
Like, no. The whole bar's destroyed. Like, the sound wave destroyed all the equipment on the stage. There's, like, bits and broken bar stools everywhere. Glass bottles shattered on the ground.
I could get us drugs. I've always wanted to do drugs with the band. My friend Miles, he should be here.
Dude, there is no band. This is the last Acid Splash show ever, and it was a solo act. Now I'm going to get trashed. He just throws back some of the booze he's drinking.
Hey, Cosmo.
Yeah.
Great play in there. That was good stuff.
Yeah. What are you guys, the new bouncers?
Kinda.
I'm like best friends with Bouncer Cleese now.
I told him I'd help him out.
So I'll take that as a yeah. But yeah, bouncing's a tough gig, man. You took it on the chin and the back of the head and just about anywhere else you could have taken it.
Yeah, it did feel great. Glebnor, the next time that's you, not me.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't take those hits.
Speaking of which, son, pamphlet. Here.
No, what the hell is this?
Look, man. He's our god.
Right there. Theo, do the spin thing. Sorry, Bleedly, do the spin thing.
You guys don't know your god's name?
I'm going to pat him on the shoulder. Just do it, Bleedly, please. And I'm going to give him guidance.
So I'm going to do the quick, you know, spin the gun on the finger and holster it.
Give me a sleight of hand check. You can have that D4 from Toluca's guidance. You can see Reggie is kind of... Oh, yeah, so Cosmo, you see there's a small gnome who's dressed kind of cartoonishly. He looks like a garden gnome. You're used to rock gnomes that kind of live in this area.
Right.
Pretty good stuff up there. You're really shredding.
Well, thanks, man. You're not from around here, are you?
None of us are.
Yeah, I clocked that.
Sleight of hand with advantage is a 20. Without advantage, it's a 19.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. You see him spin a gun around his finger and holster it really cool.
Yeah, all right. That was pretty cool.
Did you see him shoot the invisible guy?
Yeah, that was a loud that like I've never heard before. And I've heard a lot of loud shit.
Yeah. He's the god of that.
You're the god of loud?
No, the thing that make the loud. And away.
This religion is confusing.
I pull out the gun. God of guns.
Currently.
Well, yeah. We're working on getting more.
Yeah, you know, guys, that's
new religion.
All really awesome and stuff, but I'm really just not psyched about gods at all right now.
Oh, yeah, well, how about this fish taco?
Oh, yeah, you know what? I could crush one of those.
You see,
it's not a great one.
Oh.
It's a two.
Oh, he hands you a fish taco. It is sopping wet. And there's like clearly like bits of like white fish that are days old at this point.
Sorry, rough travel.
You
don't
have
to eat that one.
It's not any better or worse than the food you find around here.
Do you like pets?
Sure, pets are
red. Right, cobbler. And I grab a literal cobblestone brick with a dragon in the middle of it and just prop them on my shoulder.
Okay, you guys are the weirdest bouncers I've ever met.
We're not bouncers.
Yeah.
We're helping a bouncer, but, you know.
We're crusaders.
Well, hold on. What? That's a strong word, son. We can't go throwing around crusade. We just don't like people who like Krizik.
Yes.
Oh, man, I can get down with that for sure.
All right.
I see Reggie's like, hey, guys, is this guy dead? He's just pointing at the hobgoblin on the ground, completely unconscious at this point.
Can I go over and make a medicine check?
Yeah, give me a medicine check. Why don't you?
Okay. Also, just kind of hover over Theo's shoulder, just like, so, is he?
And I'll actually say, Cosmo, you can make a history check.
I was going to say, do I recognize this guy as a fan?
Exactly.
He's 16. Splash, but... Sixteen.
Yeah, he's no longer bleeding out and dying. Kind of slowly comes to consciousness.
What happened?
That's an 11 for my investigation.
Yeah, you recognize this kid.
This is
Gecht Bentz. You know that he's in kind of, he's like open for you before. He's in a band called Cutting Words. They're a little more emo than you kind of like, but yeah, he would never heckle. It'd make no sense.
Bentz, what the hell, man? I thought we were cool.
We're so cool. What happened?
I don't know, dude. You looked like you were sold out there.
No.
I would never sell out. That's so lame. No way.
He kind of pops up, kind of dusting himself off.
What happened? Did Acid Splash go on? Did you guys rock?
Man, Acid Splash is done, dude.
What?
Yeah, they all went the way of Krizik.
Yo.
What did you say?
I'm telling you, man.
Well, it is crusading time.
Okay. I don't know, man. I might hang it up after tonight if these projects are just going to go to shit like this.
No. You can't let Krizik win.
That's true.
You never can't let him win.
If this is going to be the last night, let's make it one to remember.
You see,
Shut up, Frick!
Frick, what are you doing here?
Next to Frick, there's a little Myconid man, a small 2-foot-tall mushroom guy. He has a little hoodie on. He's wearing like little Converse over his like Myconid feet. He's like, "What's up, dudes?
Might I interest you in this?
Might interest you in some hallucinogenic drugs?"
And he hands back a bag of mushrooms and takes your pamphlet.
What are these?
You're gonna love them. They really open your mind to the wonders of the world.
Whatever, dude. I'm getting trashed tonight. And he pulls it out of his hand and throws back one.
This will be cool. It'll be a memory we'll never forget.
I'm trying to forget, dude.
Let's do this. I'm gonna take one.
Frick pops one.
Oh, dear God.
See, Reggie's like, I will also have one with my mouth.
He takes one, puts it in. You can hear mechanical sounds as he chews it.
Delicious.
They're pretty rancid, dude.
Daddy?
Just gonna lean down to Reggie.
You gotta be a little more stealthy than that.
That wasn't all the good performance.
No.
Okay.
I also want to lead down to Reggie. If we're all going to take these, I need you to make sure we at least come back alive.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Thank God.
I will. I'll be the DD.
The
designated
what?
Drug not doer.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Reggie.
Totally.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Responsibly.
I'm really feeling it.
And he starts fake tripping in the corner.
Only this once, and only because you're with me.
Yay.
Theo, we already came this far.
Theo's going to take it, and I want a sleight of hand try and make it look like I took it, but not actually take it.
Okay.
I'm pretty high sleight of hand here.
Pop it behind you.
It's a 19.
Okay. I'm so sorry. The DC was 20 on this. I'm calling that a DC 20 peer pressure. You go to not do it, and Frick's like,
no way, dude, we're doing it together.
He grabs your hand and pushes it into your own mouth.
I'm going to punch Frick in the face.
Go ahead, make an unarmed strike on Frick.
Wait, hold on, let me do it, it'll hurt more.
You see me going to punch him, so you can punch him in before I do.
I punch him before.
Okay. Man, you guys are exactly who I wanted to party with tonight.
I nat 20'd my unarmed strike.
You see Frick is being annoying and you don't want him to ruin this high, you knock him out immediately. He just goes unconscious.
For max damage, I hit him for 11.
You guys are wild, man.
Everyone that took one of these magic mushrooms, I would like you to roll a D100, as these are wild magic shrooms.
18?
Okay, let's do this in order. So 18. Glebnor, you start like bubbling and feeling kind of weird. And a long beard of feathers comes out of the front of you where your face would be. You have this big, feathery beard. The rest of you guys aren't sure if you're tripping
puberty.
Or if this is really happening. Who's next?
I got a 58.
This is metal as fuck. For the next minute, any flammable object you touch that isn't being worn or carried by another creature bursts into flame.
Any flammable object.
Yeah, so I think what probably happens is you go to grab a cigarette and it automatically lights itself.
Oh, yeah.
Convenient.
Taluga.
I got a 90.
You go invisible.
Where's Daddy?
Where am I?
Also, weirdly enough, on this particular feature, none of you can hear Taluga.
I'm freaking out, dudes.
Where's your dad, dude?
Daddy!
I'm right here.
Daddy!
I'm right here.
Daddy, where'd you go?
Son, I'm right here. And I want to, like, touch my son.
Can I feel him touching me?
Yeah.
I'm right here.
You guys are freaking out, man.
Yeah, Frick wakes up and is like, what's happening? Are we high
I'm gonna
yet?
I'm going to slap Frick again.
And Theo, our final roll.
64.
Theo, you're standing there, and you're, like, staring at Cosmo smoking that cigarette, and, like, you know when you're kind of high and lights sort of, like, look real weird? As the, like, little embers kind of start going, you gaze into it, and smoke fills the room as a fog cloud spell appears. I need everyone at this point to make a DC 20 constitution saving throw.
15.
18. So close.
Not one.
9.
As you're all just tripping out in this crashed up bar, you see Frick is like, he already has a black eye forming. It's like, we're going to remember this night for the rest of our lives. And none of you will remember anything that happens to
me. I better fucking not.
And let's actually cut ahead a few hours. You all come to consciousness incredibly hazy.
Daddy, dude.
Huh?
Everyone make a perception check in the state of the room you were in.
9.
11.
18.
10.
Okay, Cosmo, you have a pounding headache. But you realize you are in your room at the Violet Hostel that you stay at. Just kind of like, actually, you can describe, what's your room look like, Cosmo?
Oh, God. Take a second. there's posters on the wall of, Cosmo's favorite bands, and a sheet tied over the window instead of blinds. It's pretty, like, beer bottles kind of askew all over the room. The only thing that really looks like it's an area taken care of is my rig, my music setup. So, but other than that, it's pretty trashy, sort of fast food wrappers and bags all over the place. I'll say there's like fish taco stuff like all over the entire room.
As you're coming to, you're like, okay, well, I got home, so that part's good. Who had the highest perception? Is that Theo?
I think me.
Theo, yeah. So you get up, you're bruised and battered. You look around, and as you're looking at the gang, you're kind of like turning your head. All of you notice that Theo's ponytail has been cut off. There's just like the nub at the back where like it's tied off. And you look over to Luga, who's fully nude, no pants. His like bag of holding is spilt out like fish tacos and like little bits of food all over the place. And I'll say, with your high perception, you can notice that Toluga has tattoos on his arms, on his biceps. Toluga, what would a tattoo look like that you would have gotten in a complete crazed drunken state?
Oh, on each bicep, it's just blee and bleed.
You also look over, and Glebnor is like not in his blob or puddle form. He's the like perfect shape of a dwarf, but green and slimy. And as he gets up, you can see that around one of his perfect blue eyes, it's like a very Mike Tyson style tattoo around his face. Tribal. You have like a tribal tiefling tattoo on your face that's kind of moving a little bit as you move. It seems almost liquid. And as you are all in this completely fucked state, everyone is completely hungover. We're going to end tonight's episode of Dicey Situations. We will catch you next time for my hangover arc. Keep it dicey!
Howdy, Glebnor here, and I just want to say thanks for listening to Dicey Situations. If you liked what you heard, make sure you come back on Friday to listen to our talkback called Situational Awareness, where we break down the episode. You get to know us, the players, a little bit better. And oh, as always, make sure you rate, review, subscribe, and word of mouth actually helps a lot. So if you could tell all your friends, that would be great. Thanks again. Keep it dicey!
This has been a Business Shark production.